This is the son of PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles. Spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's very nice to have you with us once again for another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Keith Powell here with you for the next 55 minutes. We have something, a lot of fun today. We're going to be going into the archives and running an absolutely fantastic comedy series from the BBC that was done in the 1950s, that was first on radio and then on television, called Hancock's Half Hour with Tony Hancock. Now, there is a special reason for running the edition of Hancock's Half Hour, and that is because it has to do with radio. And I think that those of you out there listening right now who are either radio amateurs or shortwave listeners, regular shortwave listeners, will have a lot of fun listening to, because that's what the subject matter is about. That's what, you know, that's what it's about. Anyway, before we do that, let's kick off with our first piece of music today. And we're going to listen to the one and only Guy Mitchell and My Truly Fair.
For her golden hair. Some men plow the open plain, some men sail the brine, but I'm in love with a pretty little maid. For work I have no time. She's my truly, truly fair. Truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair.
Oh,
once I sailed from Boston Bay bound for Singapore. But one day out in a mist or so, I swam right back to shore, back to my truly fair, truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair.
There's songs to sing her,
trinkets to bring her, flowers for her golden hair. And she loves me, pardon if I boast. At times we fight all the livelong night about who loves who the most. My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair. There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for golden hair. I die. There ain't no living on love alone, but still I'm gonna try.
Truly, truly fair. Truly, truly fair. How I love my truly fair.
There's songs to sing her, trinkets to bring her, flowers for golden hair.
Golden hair.
How I love my truly fair.
Yes, the one and only Guy Mitchell, Truly Fair, featuring Mitch Miller, his orchestra, and his singers. I have to be honest, I find that many of the Columbia recordings from that time are a little bit annoying because of that certain sound. I mean, it's of course a very interesting sound, but when you listen to one and then hear another one, that's the only thing I can say. Ive, the only thing I can say? Yes. Anyway, you're listening to Happy Station. It's very nice to have you with us. And for the past little while, I've been trying to think, believe it or not, already in the month of October, what to do for our Christmas show. And, well, actually, I already sort of have it done. Because, as you know, we do the traditional storytelling. But the lead-up before Christmas, we're also going to have something else Christmassy, but I'm not going to tell you right away what that is. You'll have to tune in closer to the date, between probably the middle of December and December 25th, to hear what that is. And I think you will definitely enjoy it because it's... I think you will. You know, I really do think you will. Anyway, we're going to have now a little bit more music. When we come back, we're going to go to that episode of Hancock's Half Hour, and I'll tell you about it after we take a listen to this. We're going to listen to a band from the Netherlands, a very popular band that Tom Meyer, who hosted this program for a number of years, sang with on a number of occasions. It's the Skymasters and Skyliner.
Thank you.
Skymasters from Holland with Skyliner. Today we're going to be featuring a radio comedy. Well, actually it was from a radio series in the 1950s that went to television called Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock. Most of the scripts for Hancock's Half Hour were written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. And the episode that we're going to take a listen to today from the radio series, which was also done for television, is considered probably one of the best. There's a number of them, actually, that are considered classics, and this is one of them, and it's a lot of fun, especially for anybody out there who is a radio ham or is a shortwave listener. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's called The Radio Ham and stars Tony Hancock, June Whitfield, Patrick Cargill, and Frank Thornton. So, sit back, enjoy, and have a good giggle.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, it's you. Haven't you got your key?
If I'd had my key, I wouldn't have knocked on the door, would I?
Look, I'm a landlady, not a commissionaire. That's why I give my tenants a key, so I won't have to keep on opening the door for them.
All right, you've made your point. I forgot my key, I'm sorry.
I don't know what you want to keep going in and out for anyway.
I don't keep on going in and out. I came home, I went out, and now I've come in again. I don't call that keep going in and out. You saw me go out, you must have expected me to come in again.
Well, will you be going out any more?
I refuse to answer that question. Whether I come in or go out is no concern of yours. When I took this room, you didn't say anything about keeping you informed of my movements. If I want to go out shopping, that is entirely up to me.
Oh, you've been out shopping.
Yes, so now you know. Yes, I've been out shopping. I've been out to buy two new valves for my radio transmitter.
Oh, God, I suppose we're going to have you rabbiting away all the evening again.
Yes, you are.
Well, keep your voice down. There's my other tenants, you know.
May I go to my room now?
Yes. But don't keep running in and out. There's my old carpet to consider.
Yes, all right. Good night. Oh, what a liberty. How dare she charge me 50 bob a week and object to me going in and out? Any more of that, I'll have the sanitary man round here. That'll put her nose out of joint. Now then, where's me valves? Oh, you little beauties. We'll soon have you fixed in. We'll soon have the watts throbbing through you and your filaments growing red hot, carrying the thoughts and words of mankind to the four corners of the world. Oh, there's nothing like a DS19-87B radio valve. Look at you. A triumph of technological engineering. A work of art. They can keep their Sistine Chapels. Give me the inside of a wireless set any day. I bet they're wondering the world over why I've been silent the last few nights. A radio station like me, forced off the air for the sake of 15 bob. It's ridiculous. Dear, oh dear. Seems ages since I had a good old natter with old Yokosuji in Tokyo. I wonder how his wife is. What was her name? Radiant Flower of the Divine Heavens. One of her feet are still playing her up. Well, I'm miles behind on my transmissions. Who was it who picked me up last week now? Yes. Rodriguez Dominguin, Rio de Janeiro. I better give him a call tonight. I promised to let him know who won the Daily Herald brass band competition. Now, it's a marvellous invention, radio is. I don't know what I'd do without it. I go crackers. It's the best 500 quid's worth I've ever spent. It's opened up completely new horizons for me. Friends all over the world. All over the world. None in this country, but all over the world. Well. Ho, 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 ho. Boom, 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 boom. 10 o'clock. Time I went in the air.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news.
Oh, for crying out loud. I can't get them on me portable. Tune into Japan and there they are. That's better. This is GLK London transmitting on the shortwave band on 10.4 meters at a frequency of 250 megacycles per second. This is GLK London calling HB24D Tokyo area. GLK London calling HB24D Tokyo. Come in, Tokyo. Hello, hello. HB24D Tokyo. Yoki, how are you? No. How are you? No. How are you? How are you? How... This London GLK, how getting are you? Oh, never mind, no. How's the weather out there? No, what is the weather like? No, is it raining? Raining. Pitter-patter, water. Water, wet, ooh, nasty, yeah. Hello. Yes, listening, go ahead. What? Sorry, what was that? Yes, I can hear. No, understand. I cannot understand. No comprendi. Say it slowly. Slow. Can you put it another way? In English, fool. Slowly now. Yes. It is our raining not. Oh, good. Very good, yes. Yes, it is our raining not here also. Yes. God, this is hard work. Well, what have you been getting up to then? Yes. Getting up to... No. Not when are you getting up. Getting up to... What What have you been doing? Doing. You. You. What have you been doing? What have you... No. What time is it over there? Time, o'clock. Big hand, little hand. Whereabouts? I know it's not raining, you told me. Start again. Here in London, 10 o'clock. What time in Tokyo? What time... This is GLK London signing off. Yes, goodbye, Tokyo. Yes, it's been very nice. Yes, same time Monday. Eh? Yes. Oh, yes, sayonara. Ah, it's marvellous to be able to converse with people all over the world. People different to yourself with something new to say broadens your outlook. Increases your knowledge of things. I bet there's not many people around here who know it's not raining in Tokyo. I suppose I must lead what the social workers call a full life. The world is my oyster. I can dip in and have a basin full of anywhere I fancy. Oh, these headphones, enough make your ears hot. Dear, oh dear. Two braised lamb chops under there. Yes, let's see. I think I'll turn over to the loudspeaker. Now then, who shall I have a go at next? Oh dear, Belgrade. I forgot all about him. I haven't spoken to him for about 6 months. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. Come in, Belgrade.
This is HBX Belgrade. HBX Belgrade. Yaroslav Mihailovich speaking. I am receiving you, GLK London. Fraternal greetings, comrade, from the People's Republic.
Yes, all right. Let's get on with it. Well, let's get on with it. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. King's pawn to Queen's bishop 3. Check.
Oh, yes. Good move. This needs thinking about.
All right, take your time. Give me a call next week. Oh, by the way, thanks for the bottle of Slivovich.
Oh, you received it?
Yes, very good. Had a sore throat for a fortnight. There's a crate of stout in the post. Hope you like it. Goodbye till next week.
B-45 Malaya calling GLK London.
GLK London receiving you. Come in, Malaya.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Nice to hear from you again.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Your sixpence and up sixpence.
All right, I'll see you.
Full house, kings and sevens.
Oh, what a shame. Three aces. How much was it?
12 and sixpence.
I'll send you a postal order. What's the weather like?
Beautiful, not a cloud in the sky.
Good.
What's the weather like over there?
Perfect, nice warm night. Oh, incidentally, it's not raining in Tokyo either.
Good, that'll save me calling him.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, there's something I miss very much. I can't get it out here at all.
Anything you like, just name it.
A tray of bread pudding.
A tray of bread pudding? I can't send that to the post.
Don't send it by plane, cargo service.
All right, I'll get my mother to make you one. Do you want sugar on it?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, signing off now. Cheers. GLK London calling CX3 Birmingham. Come in, Birmingham.
This is Birmingham. I'm receiving you. Come in, London.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Fine. Harry, do us a favour, will you? Nip round to my mother's and ask her to make me a bread pudding.
Will do. Are you ready for the game?
Ready for the game? Yes. Right, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Up the ladder. 12, 46. Another go. 3, 1, 2, 3. Down the snake, back to square 27.
Right, I'll have my goal tomorrow night.
How's the weather up there?
Pelting down it is.
What a pity. It's not raining in Tokyo.
I know. I've just been speaking to him.
Well, good luck to you. He can't even understand me. I don't know how he manages with you. Good night then, Harry.
Good night, Tom.
Oh, Harry. Tell my mother sugar on the bread pudding.
Righto. Good night.
Good night. Roger and out. This is GLK London calling all stations. GLK London is closing down and will be off the air for 5 minutes while he has a quick cough and a drag. Phew, it's very tiring, this broadcasting lark. How they sit up at Broadcasting House all night in their evening dress, I do not know. I think I'll have a fag. Ah, that's better.
Dreadnoughts for men. Get the girl of your choice with a dreadnought. Only 2 and 7 for 20.
Oh, dear, I'm not surprised. I'll take a quick glass of cold milk before we get back on the air. Hello, the blue tits have been at the top of my milk again. Look at my gold top, picked to ribbons it is. They must have beaks like pneumatic drills, some of them. I will not have great feathered heads stuck in my milk bottles, guzzling the cream. Well, it's that landlady, it's her who encourages them round here. Her and her coconut shells and bits of bacon rind hanging around all over the place. They've been at my farmhouse as well. Look at it, great feet marks all over it. It's not good enough. Birds have no right to be in towns. Why don't they stay in the country where they belong? Wait till one of them perches on my aerial with a lump of my bread in his mouth. I'll shove a few hundred volts through it. That'll make his feet tingle. Yes, that'll make his feet tingle. I wish something exciting would happen. It's a great invention, this, but I don't know. I can't help feeling I'm not getting the full use out of it. I mean, the chess game gets quite exciting at times. Vicious, even. But let's face it, the bloke upstairs is a better player. And I didn't really lash out £500 on a room full of high-grade electronic apparatus to find out whether or not it's raining in Tokyo. There's no doubt about it. Long-distance games of snakes and ladders and is it raining is not, to my mind, exploiting the medium to its fullest potential as envisaged by Marconi. Sort of race for life, that's what I want. Oh, boatloads of sailors becalmed on the China seas, trickered down with Yellow Jack. Inert bodies crumple over half-eaten dinners, limp legs hanging out of bunks. Creaking yard arms with nobody to fasten them, cabin doors swinging on their hinges. Every human being aboard in a deep coma, save for the wireless operator struggling to keep conscious as he croaks out messages to me, the only man who can save them. Instead of that, all I get is send a tray of bread pudding to Kuala Lumpur. Oh, I don't know, it's not right. Still, it could be worse, I suppose. It's a bit selfish when you come to think of it. Wishing Yellow Jack on helpless seamen just so I can twiddle a few knobs about. Oh, well, never mind, back to work. Let's have a quick look round the dial, see what's going on.
This is the Voice of America broadcasting to the people of Russia. Here follows a discussion on the American way of life.
I wouldn't bother, mate. They seem quite happy.
Proceed to the Seven Sisters Road. Man refusing to pay bill in the Empire Dining Rooms. Being ailed by the proprietor. Investigate, please. Car 35, report received. Drinks being served in the Three Kings Agamemnon Road at 11:15.
Three Kings Agamemnon Road at 11:15. 11, that's not bad. I'll make a note of that.
Come to be here, Desdemona. What if he finds us here together?
I couldn't stay away, Robin. I no longer care what he thinks.
Oh, my darling.
Hold me close. I want to stay with you forever. Oh, Robin. Oh, Robin.
Oh, God.
Flying doctor calling Wallenbula base.
Mrs. Fraser, I'm on my way. Just wrap him up and don't move him.
That's not bad, is it? Short wave, 11.5 metres. I'll have a chat with him one night about my backache.
Mayday! Mayday! Mayday!
Mayday? What's he talking about? That was weeks ago. It's nearly June.
Mayday! Mayday! Mayday!
Mayday, that's a code word. It's a code name for a typhoon, isn't it? No, those are girls' names. Alice and Gloria and Elsie. Mayday, mayday, mayday. It rings a bell. Where's my code book? Mayday. Mayday. Emergency distress signal. Help me. Yellow Jack. Hello, Mayday. Hello, Mayday. I am receiving you. Come in, Mayday.
Oh, thank God you've answered. I've been calling for over 6 hours. I thought I'd never reach anybody.
Who are you? Where are you located?
Now, listen carefully. I cannot keep on the air much longer. My batteries are almost finished. My radio is damaged, and I can only transmit on this one wavelength.
I understand. Go ahead.
Please keep tuned on this waveband. You are my only contact with the outside world.
At last, my bread pudding days are over.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing, nothing. Carry on. I'm awaiting your instructions.
Right, listen carefully.
Yes.
I am the motor yacht Billy Doo out of Sierra Leone. I am holed beneath my waterline, and I'm shipping water fast. I have run out of fuel and am drifting in the Atlantic Ocean 300 miles off the African coast. I can only keep afloat for another 2 or 3 hours. It's imperative you radio for help.
Roger, will do. What is your exact position?
My position is...
Hang on, I haven't got a pencil. Hold on. Don't sink yet. I've got one somewhere. Always the same, isn't it? Hang on a minute. Where are we? I was writing the flying doctor's wavelength down just now. Hang on. Ah, here it is. Go ahead.
My position is longitude...
Hang on, I've broken it.
Please, hurry, man. This radio can't last much longer.
Wait a minute. I've got a pencil sharpener somewhere. You never can find things when you want them, can you? What's the weather like out there?
Oh, for heaven's sake!
It's not raining in Tokyo. I've only had this set a few weeks, you know. I'm a ham. You're my first call for help. I got a few games going, but I've never had anything like this. Of course, it's very exciting for a chap like me, stuck up here in a bedsitter in Earl's Court, talking to you out there in the Atlantic. It's a marvellous invention, this. I mean, where would you be if it wasn't for me? I mean, you'd be in a right pickle, wouldn't you, really?
Will you please hurry up? My battery is going fast.
Right, I'm ready.
My position is longitude...
Nothing to be ashamed of. We love each other.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hello, Mayday. Are you still there, Mayday?
How it is weather in San Francisco? It is raining not here in Tokyo.
Will you get off the air, you oriental fool? I've got a bloke here somewhere drifting about helplessly with a great hole in his boat. Please keep this wavelength clear. Emergency. Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Come in, mayday. This is Sydney, Australia. I'm receiving you loud and clear. What's wrong?
Not me. I've got a mayday waiting for me to help him.
You lucky blighter. I've never had a mayday since I started. Now, where is he?
You keep out of this. He's mine. Anyway, I don't know. I've lost him. I'm the only one he can get in touch with. I've got to find him again before it's too late. Clear off. General call. Will everybody please keep this wavelength clear? This is an emergency. Hello, mayday. Are you receiving me? Come in, mayday. Oh, get off. Come in, Mayday. Hello, Mayday. Where have you gone? Oh, he's probably drifting about. Why can't he chuck his anchor overboard? How does he expect me to find him if he keeps moving about?
3 degrees west. Did you get that?
Hello, Mayday.
Yes. Did you get that?
Get what?
My position. I just gave it to you.
No, I lost you. Would you mind repeating it?
Go off all the incompetent... Is there anyone else there? This is an emergency.
No, there isn't anybody else here. It's not my fault I lost you. I'm quite capable of dealing with it.
Well, pull yourself together, for heaven's sake.
Now, listen, my good man. Don't you take that attitude with me. I'm doing my best. It's not my fault you've got a hole in your boat. You should learn to steer it better, shouldn't you? Now, give me your position again and don't let's have so much of it.
I'm sorry. Here is my position.
Hang on, there's somebody at the door.
I don't care who's at the door. Take my position down. This is a matter of life and death.
It's no good. I can't hear. I'll have to open the door. Hang on. Don't go away. Yes?
Would you stop playing with that radio of yours? I'm trying to get to sleep. Some of us have to go to work in the morning.
What are you insinuating, madam? Just because I don't go out of the house the same time as you in the morning, it doesn't mean to say I don't work.
You stop making that noise.
What noise?
Talking to those silly people all over the place.
They are not silly people.
Snakes and ladders and else the weather. I've heard you.
This is not a snakes and ladders call, madam. This is an emergency. There's a man with a hole in his boat.
Well, it's his own fault. He shouldn't be out in a boat at this time of night.
It's not this time of night where he is. It's yesterday afternoon. He's in grave peril.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Listen to the
mayday.
Poor devil now. Push off.
If you don't stop, I'll call the police. Let him find someone else to talk to.
You don't seem to realize the gravity of the situation.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Lady!
All right, I'm coming.
You're going to carry on talking to him,
Of course I am.
Right, I've warned you. I'm going to get the police.
Good, go and get him then.
Insolent man.
Mayday! Mayday! Mayday!
All right, I'm coming. I'm with you. Carry on.
Will you please take my position down and radio for help? Please, hurry.
Would you mind keeping your voice down? The neighbours are complaining. Go on, go on, go on. I'm listening.
Are you there? I can't hear you.
I'm whispering.
I can't hear you. Oh, the man's a maniac. He's gone again.
I'm not a maniac. I'm whispering.
Ah, that's better. I can just about hear you now.
What do you mean you can just about hear me? I'm yelling at the top of my voice. Oh, shut up.
I beg your pardon.
No, not you, her.
I can't hear you very well. My receiver is fading. Please take down my position. I won't be able to receive you much longer. Here is my position.
Hang on a minute. I've lost my pencil again.
Look, don't bother. I'll throw a bottle over the side with a note in it.
No, no, no. Go ahead, Mayday. Oh, hang on. Now, listen to me, madam. I've never struck a lady before, but...
You miserable little worm.
Hey, hey, hey. Watch it, watch it, watch it.
Why don't you belt up at this time of night? I don't like being dragged out of bed once I'm a kip.
Well, I'm not making all that much noise.
I know, but she is. She can't get to sleep with you gnashing away all night, and when she don't sleep, makes me that I can't sleep too, do you see? Now, look. I've got to be up on my crane at 8 o'clock in the morning. Alert. Wide awake. They don't like it if you start dropping 2-ton girders all over the site.
Well, that's quite reasonable.
So stop talking and get to bed, then.
I can't stop talking. There's a man out there depending upon me. His life is in my hands.
Oh, don't stand there arguing with him, Albert. Hit him. So these teddy boys understand.
Teddy boys, how dare you?
Are you going to switch this thing off or not?
I can't switch it off.
Right, well, I can.
You can't leave those wires alone. You don't know what you're doing. Look, I'm his only child. Yes. You've done it now, haven't you? You have just condemned a man to a watery grave.
If I have any more trouble from you, I shall take that air of yours, wrap it around your neck, and hang you out the window. Right, come on, Phyllis.
Murderer! Murderer! The fools! Look what he's done to the set. I'll never find him again. Now, where are these wires? Where do they go? The poor devil, what a way to go. My first Mayday, and I failed him. I mean, that goes in there. This goes in here. I've got to find him again. Ah, that's this. That's the last one. This might do it. He can't have much time left. Hello. Hello, Mayday. Are you still there, Mayday? Come in, Mayday.
Hello, is that you? This is Mayday.
Oh, thank heavens, you're still alive.
Now, listen. This might be my last chance of speaking to you.
You can depend upon me. I won't let you down this time.
Here is my position. Longitude, 10 degrees, 33 minutes west. Latitude...
Oh, the meter's packed up. A shilling, where are we? Oh, 2 sixpences. A French one with a hole in it. A shilling.
South, southeast by north, northwest. Did you get that?
No.
Why not?
I had to go and get a shilling for the meter.
You're doing this on purpose. You want me to drown. You're mad, that's your trouble. No,
Raffy, calm down. Pull yourself together. It's no good messing about in the bottom of your boat. Pull yourself together, man. It's an engine car. My land. Come in. That's your face. Save your strength, please. Now then. That's more like it. Carrying on like that. Now, clearly and concisely, give me your position.
Are you sure nothing else is going to go wrong?
Of course nothing else is going to go wrong. You're coming in loud and clear. I've got my pencil, I've locked the door, and there's a new shilling in the meter. I've got the best set in London, I built it myself. I can do no more than that. It's now up to you.
Right. Here is my position.
Yes.
Longitude, 10 degrees, 32 minutes west. Latitude, 5 degrees, 22 minutes south. Will you repeat that?
Latitude, 10 degrees...
No, longitude, 10 degrees.
Oh, yes. Longitude, 10 degrees, 22 minutes west.
No, 32 degrees west.
No, you're wrong there.
Look, I know what I am. I've got the compass in front of me.
No, you said 22 degrees west.
No, that was the latitude. 5 degrees, 22 minutes south.
No, 32 minutes south. No, I've got it down on my pad. 32 minutes south.
I didn't say that.
You did. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, I tell a lie. I tell a lie. Yes, I tell you. 22 degrees south. Yes, you're right. Yes. I can't read my own writing. It's a game.
Now, look. Let's start again.
Yes, right.
Longitude, 10 degrees, 32 minutes west.
Longitude, 10 degrees, 32 minutes west.
Correct.
Now, we're getting somewhere. Now, we'll have you out of this in no time at all. Now, carry on.
Latitude, 5 degrees.
Are you on fire? No, it's me. It's me. Valves. I wonder if a longitude without a latitude... Oh, what's happened to them? It can't take 3 hours to get a few valves.
Mr. Hancock?
Ah, Ah, Constable, have you brought the valves?
Yes, here they are, sir. We've rushed them over in the squad car.
We've been on to Coastal Command. They're standing by. All ships in the area have been alerted.
The man from Earl's Court Electric gave us the information.
Oh, did he?
So all we need from you is the exact location.
It's nothing to do with him. He's a glory hunter. I'm the one who's been up all night. I picked the message up. He's just a middleman.
Yes, well, let's find the location, shall we? We've all played our part.
What do you mean we've all played our part? All you've done is to bring the valves here.
Come on, get on with it.
All right. Now, this is GLK London calling Mayday. Are you receiving me, Mayday? Come in, Mayday. Come in, Mayday. Mayday! Come in, Mayday! No, no answer. He's gone. Davy Jones has got him. After all my efforts, gone, and we were so close.
Yeah, listen to this. In the morning paper. Stop press. Dramatic sea rescue. At 4:30 this morning, an Englishman was rescued from his sinking yacht by a Royal Navy helicopter from Freetown on the coast of West Africa. The man's radio distress signals have been picked up by a Japanese amateur radio operator.
Oh, no, not it is our not raining here also.
Showing commendable efficiency, the Japanese operator, within seconds of receiving the message, had pinpointed the exact location and alerted the authorities. I owe my life to him, said the rescued man.
Let's get this straight. How come you picked up the message at 10:30 last night and you still don't know where he is, and this Japanese bloke picked him up at 4:00 and within half an hour he's rescued?
Because I don't suppose he's got a crane driver above him threatening to duff him up every couple of minutes for a start.
Come on, Harry, we'd better get on to Coastal Command and call him off. You want to wake your ideas up, mate.
By the way, have you got a licence for this lot?
Yes, I have.
Pity.
Oh, what a cheek. Up all night and that's all the thanks I get. Oh, that's me Duke of Edinburgh medal up the spout. Oh, dear, what a life.
Calling KLG London.
KLG London receiving you. Good morning, Harry.
Tommy, did you read about that Japanese bloke in the papers this morning?
Yes, I did, Harry.
Good bit of prestige for us operators, isn't it? Makes you feel proud, doesn't it? Sort of brotherhood. Oh, by the way, your mum brought the bread pudding round just now.
Yes, thank you, Harry. Put it in the post, will you? Send it straight to Kuala Lumpur. I'll tell him it's coming. I'll call you tonight, Harry. It's your go on the snakes and ladders. Cheerio. GLK London calling Malaya. GLK London calling Malaya. Come in, Malaya.
Mayday, 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 mayday. I'm sinking in Indian Ocean. Please get help. Is there anybody receiving me? Come in, please. This is urgent. I have much time left.
Hello, Mayday. GLK London receiving you. Come in, Mayday.
Hello, London. Thank heavens you are there. I will give you my exact position. Longitude.
Just a minute. I wouldn't bother if I were you. I'm not very good at this sort of thing. You'd be much better off with somebody else.
But I'm sinking.
It'll be much quicker in the long run, I assure you. Good luck.
HBX Belgrade calling GLK London.
GLK London receiving you. Go ahead.
Did you hear about our Japanese comrade?
Yes, yes, yes. I've heard about it. It's your move.
King's bishop to Queen's rook 4. Checkmate.
Check. Oh, what's the use? I'm turning it in. This is GLK London calling the world. GLK London calling anybody who's listening. Is there anybody who wants to buy a radio transmitter? Now, come on. Let's have you. What am I bid?
£20, Australian.
£20. Any advance on £20?
2,000 yen.
2,000 yen I'm bid. Now, come along. There's two new valves in it.
350 Deutsche Mark.
Any advance on the German gentleman?
Hey,
how much is that?
1,000 rupees.
1,000 rupees I'm bid. Now, come along, gentlemen. Nice down for the full house. Now, come along. Let's have it.
And there we have it, the Radio Ham, Tony Hancock from Hancock's Half Hour, a very popular BBC radio series from the 1950s that eventually went to television. And that sketch, by the way, as I mentioned before we listened to it, is considered one of the classic scripts by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. They did do it for television, and if you go to the PCJ Facebook page, PCJ Media, PCJ Radio Facebook page, I've posted the video to the television version, and it's a lot of fun. The script is more or less the same. There are, of course, some tiny little changes to it, but it is more or less the same, so do go and check it out. Like I said, just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio on Facebook, and that's all you need to do. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Time now for more music. Let's take a listen to Spanish orchestra leader Augusto Alguero, who was also a very famous composer. Here he is playing a song that was composed by Burt Bacharach. I Say a Little Prayer for You. Say a Little Prayer for You, Augusto Alguero from Spain. All right, we still have time for one more piece of music today, and we're going to take a listen to a request. This is going out to Mike Page in Toronto, Canada, and it's a little bit of Alison Moyet, who was once with Yaz, or as they were also known, Yazoo, depending on what country the album was released in, with Vince Clarke, who originally started off in Depeche Mode, then went to Yaz, or Yazoo, depending on country, and then teamed up with Andy Bell to form Erasure. Well, here is Alison Moyet, who in recent years actually has been doing a nightclub act and singing in London because she has a very, well, very soulful, very deep, very an excellent jazz voice, which is kind of odd considering the kind of music that she's singing here. But here she is with Nobody's Diary.
Just a second more, I know I'll forget what I came here for. My head was so full of things to say, but as I open my lips, all my words slip away. I can't believe you want to turn the page.
the one and only Alison Moyet, with Nobody's Diary going out to Mike Page in Toronto, Canada. Well, we are nearly out of time. Something, by the way, that I wanted to mention earlier, and it totally slipped my mind. As you know, we took a listen to the Radio Ham from the BBC radio series Hancock's Half Hour. If you can think of another program that was done on radio or television that has to do with radio, let me know. In fact, actually, the other day, I watched the movie, what was it, Super 8, that was produced by Steven Spielberg and directed by J.J. Abrams. And there is actually one section in it that talks about ham radio. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to give all the details, but it's about a space alien who accidentally lands to Earth and is held captive in the 50s and then eventually in the 70s. He escapes, he leaves, after terrorizing a little town and driving the Air Force crazy and becoming friends with one of the kids. Anyway, it's not a great movie, but there is actually one section in it that talks about ham radio, because the police chief is giving this press conference. And a guy stands up and he says, I've been picking up some very odd things on my ham radio, which are a frequency that the military would not use. And then he goes into detail, and the chief of police tracks down a ham radio set, and they start monitoring the amateur bands. It doesn't appear that much in the film, but it is quite interesting. And I think there was an episode also of The X-Files, if I'm not mistaken, that also did a similar thing. But anyway, if you know of one, let me know, and we'll talk about it on the show. If it is a radio program, we'll see if we can get it. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. If you want to listen to this program again, as well as all past editions of Happy Station, including the other programs that we have, like the Kelly Alexander Show, Nash Holos, the Stuff File program, and I'm leaving some out, yes, Switzerland in Sound, Vintage Media Network with Jonathan Marks, and Media Network Plus, check out our website at www.pcjmedia.com. While you're there, I also invite you to check out the radio archive section. We've just added some more programs to it, and I think you'll find it quite interesting. A lot of fun stuff. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya, and nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kHz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kHz DRM on shortwave, satellite, and the internet. This is PCJ Radio.